Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So, good time to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And just in case you were wondering, keeping up to date, South Carolina is taking the flags down. Yeah, I think they're having a news conference at 4 today. But the Senate in South Carolina had already approved the amendment, whatever it is, to take them down, and it went to the House, which was supposed to be a little iffier, but they passed it as well. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, because it doesn't make any difference what it originally meant, in the same way that we went into great detail yesterday about the Iron Cross, that it's an ancient symbol. It's 12,000 years old, and the fact that Nazis appropriated it in 1939 or something. So that's what, 60 plus, like 75 years ago, doesn't change the fact that for people today, that's what they most closely associate it with. And I think the same thing about the stars and bars. Whatever it meant originally, it has come to mean something very different and something very divisive and something basically racist. And so whatever its origin was becomes less relevant, in the same way that the Iron Cross. It's a 12,000-year-old symbol, but that's not what people's visceral reaction is anymore. So I think that's what we have to sort of pay attention to, all right? And South Carolina did, so good on South Carolina. There you go. 855-993-7659. Yeah, I got it right. Okay, there we go. The stock market is back. Going, it started again yesterday before the outage. It was off for about 3.5 hours. They're saying it's a glitch. I was questioning whether or not it had anything to do with China. But that's because, you know, you get suspicious after a while that people are not going to tell you the truth. But there we go. But that's certainly something to... there's also a story today, I think, that United put something up that they're going to give somebody $1 million worth of credits on United if they can figure out what the bug was. Which is probably, I mean, given the fact it's not really going to cost them anything because it's miles, not dollars. So the idea being that that maybe you get some brilliant little hacker, and most people have hackers on board, apparently. They have people who spend all the time, major companies, of trying to break through their firewalls and stuff like that. And if they don't have somebody specific, that they hire people part-time. So, but the idea is that this is a very clever way of getting people to test their system out for them. So this is not even hackers. This is the United, apparently, they think was a hacker. The stock exchange they're saying was not. It was just a glitch. And can you imagine there was a minor glitch and somebody's trying to fix it and then they made it a major glitch? I bet you that guy's on the street or woman, right, looking for a job. Oops. Guess what, folks? I was just trying to rewire this socket and I brought the entire city to its feet, to its knees. Okay. Alrighty. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day, which follows the entire trend this week, which is from cardiologists everywhere. We had a fried chicken day. We had a mac and cheese day. Yesterday was a chocolate and almond day, which is actually the healthiest of the days so far. It's also National Fashion Day, assuming that you haven't been eating sugar cookies, mac and cheese, and chicken all week. And a National No Bra Day. So Trevor has really gotten in the spirit of it. He's not wearing a bra today. Is that right, Trevor? Have I given away a secret?
No, that is absolutely correct.
Thank you. Just wanted to... I know people are going to say Trevor had to say that, but he doesn't. He's, you know, unfailingly honest.
That's right.
As well as polite. Yeah, so he's not wearing his bra today. So there, ha ha ha. All right, I have to tell you, this is my second day saga of being thrilled with one of my new sponsors. And look, I get sponsors, and basically I don't put anything on the air that I haven't kind of pre-checked. You know, I did it once, and I actually did check it, but it turned out that they were, this was a long time ago, it has nothing to do with any of my sponsors now, because I really vet everybody, because no sponsor is worth my credibility. So I had, because I had heard some kind of disquieting things, not about the people that are with me now, but several years ago. So I actually called them, and I said, look, I've got a problem here that when I go online, there's this problem. No, we fixed it. And then they maybe have fixed it to a certain extent, but not to an extent that people weren't calling me and saying, I can't believe you're advertising that and stuff. So I am super careful. So nobody ever gets past the gate that I don't think is really credible. But there's some products that I'm crazier about than others. I mean, let's be honest, right, everybody? And this is one of my favorite things so far because I tried it with a little bit of trepidation, just because I'm really careful about what I eat. And it's Plated.com. They've been with me. They're brand new. And I got my first delivery. And they do something a little different. I mean, I've had food delivered to me before, which is kind of nice, to be quite honest. It's really nice to not have to cook. But this one is a little different in that they deliver the ingredients to you. So you do the cooking yourself. And it sort of turned my inner chef on to high. It's not exactly like I'm the love child of Martha Stewart and Chef Boyardee. I mean, let's face it. But when I opened the stuff, it was like Christmas. You know, it was like, oh, look at all this stuff. And like today, because I had to do an early morning interview, and I really, I should have been exercising, but instead I made asparagus, arugula, ricotta pizza. That's obviously a perfectly reasonable alternative to exercising. But, I mean, you just sort of turn out, and they had... Are you ready for this? Trevor, do you do any cooking?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, both my guys are cooks. Both Manny and Trevor are cooks, which shows how involved they are. But it calls for parchment paper. You know, like when you're doing pastries, you're supposed to use parchment paper. Who knows? Parchment. You know, the only thing I know about parchment is I think my degree is written on it. One of my degrees. That's all. And I'm not going to use it to roll out pizza dough. They include the parchment paper. How cool is that? So I made the pizza and I wrote, and I used a rolling pin, which I haven't used since I was cooking with my mom. I swear to you, I don't even know why I kept it. And used to roll out pie dough. And so I made this incredibly delicious pizza this morning. And I just had a slice of it, so it's in the refrigerator. But I mean, it's, for me, first of all, it's really fun. And the metaphor I compare it to is, when you're wrapping Christmas presents. One year I worked in a department store, and the difference between having everything there in front of you just makes all the difference in how your package looks and whether or not you even take the time to do it. And this one, you're making all these kind of super gourmet-ish kind of delicious things that have all these. Because who is going to go and buy... what did this one call for? This one, none of the ingredients in this one were particularly esoteric, except you're not going to buy them, right? It required like about 5 stalks of asparagus. Well, asparagus don't come in 5 stalks. They come, like with 20. So what do you do with the extra asparagus? Well, I know you're saying that you could eat it. But so this one, and yesterday's, I guess, was more esoteric because it had a whole bunch of stuff that I would never use or, use once. And so you just don't buy it. So this comes all pre-measured. And have you ever been to a cooking demonstration where they have all the stuff out in front of them? And my thought is, well, if I had all the stuff in front of me, I could probably make delicious stuff too. And dun, 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 you can. So, I'm thrilled about it. I'm telling all my friends about it. And they're saying, well, yeah, but I like picking up my own spices. I'm saying, yeah, but these are things you would never buy, because they're either expensive or you'd only use them once in a blue moon. They come to you. So we like that a lot. So that's all I'm telling you is you should try it. And if you don't like it, you could send me an email saying, oh, I didn't like it, and tell me why. But I'm really thrilled about it. So there you go. 855-993-7569. Because I put it on Twitter today, because people are saying, why aren't you Twittering more? I think Twitter's a pain in the neck, that's why. But I'm doing it a little bit better. It turns out I was using the wrong account. I mean, social media, look, I'm not stupid, right? And I'm not even technologically challenged. I have a block against it. I actually, having just spent all that time telling you what I made, I just actually don't want pictures of people's food. I didn't send you any pictures of the food. I sent you pictures of Jerusalem, like Jerusalem artichokes, not so. That was just the best I could do in terms of a segue. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we should point out it's not only across America, it's across Canada, it's across really the world. People call from all over the world because of the Internet. So there, we should amend that. Well, we'll do it later. All right, on Day in History, you'll see. In 1776, George Washington orders the Declaration of Independence to be read out loud to members of the Continental Army in New York, for the very first time. And his, you know, that's the original capital of the 13 states, was actually New York. And it's over by the Stock Exchange, and there's a picture of George over there. That's where he read it. In 1793, the Act Against Slavery is passed in Upper Canada, and the importation of slaves into Lower Canada is prohibited. It took us, think about that, it took us to the Civil War, which is another 75 years, basically. So go Canada. In 1868, the 14th Amendment, the United States Constitution, is ratifying. Do we know what the 14th Amendment is?
I do, now.
Tell them. Tell folks. There you go. You read it. You could read it. That's okay.
It guarantees African Americans full citizenship and all persons in the United States due process of law.
Yay, 14th Amendment. But look, it took another, literally, 75 years in the United States. Although the Act Against Slavery didn't necessarily give full voting rights, but still. It turns out in 1937, the archives of Fox Film Corporation were destroyed by a fire. Remember that? I remember that. I just remember hearing about it. I wasn't obviously alive then. But the idea is that it was cellulose and it burned. It was incredibly flammable. In 1962, Andy Warhol's Campbell's Soup Can exhibition opened in L.A. There you go. As someone said, I love soup. Here's something that has to do... Somebody sent me an email this morning that said, you have to refax a form that we need from you. And I said, well, I have the receipt. It was faxed, 3 weeks ago. And they said, a mini Pac-Man ate it. And I said, well, that's appropriate because, as I said, Pixel has got a movie coming out called Pixel, with the idea being that we sent all Rubik's Cubes and all these video games into space, showing that we were friendly, and it was misinterpreted, so they're now coming to take over the Earth. That's what the movie is supposedly about. Donkey Kong was created by Nintendo, and it came out on this day in 1981, thereby marking the beginning of the end of any intelligent brain activity by an entire group of the population. Nintendo's future mascot Mario started. Are you a Game Boy, Trevor? Will you admit to that or not?
No, I never did have any video games growing up.
There you go. See what happens if you deprive a young man of video games? He turns out to be Trevor.
For better or worse.
There we go. Parliament of New Zealand on this day in 1986 passed the Homosexual Law Reform Act, legalizing homosexuality in New Zealand. I love these things because it really points out, we did that, 2 weeks ago or something in 2015. So it took another almost 30 years. I think it's really important for all of us to understand where we are, because sometimes we have the notion that, as individuals as well as countries, we have the notion that we're either higher or lower on the totem pole than we actually are. And I think human beings tend to do that too. You hear me all the time talk about the fact that I think we confuse our strengths and our weaknesses almost across the board, that we think the things that are like everybody else are quite often our assets, and if not unique, at least unusual. And the things that we're most ashamed of are quite often the things that are pretty common that we share with everybody. And we confuse the two. And I think as a country, we can do the same thing, too, that we need to be proud of the things that we are justifiably doing well. And also to be aware of things that we're not doing as well or other people are doing better and learn from them, because otherwise you don't learn. You don't learn as an individual. You don't learn as a country. You don't learn as a species. So there we go. We've got white whales in New Zealand. So New Zealand's big deal today. Today's a big deal for New Zealand. I'm trying to think if there's anything here that I actually need to... as I said, the stock market actually went back online yesterday before the closing, which is what they hope to do. Because although people were saying that it really doesn't mean anything in the long run, and it just shows how really vulnerable. And this was apparently not a hacker. It wasn't anybody breaking in. It was just a glitch that they were trying to fix, and not only did not fix it, but brought down the entire system. I don't know if you view this as good or bad. I kind of view this as positive to a certain extent. It turns out that there are more coyotes, cougars, and urban wildlife in cities, and cities, instead of just shooting them, are sort of adapting to them, which I sort of view as positive, don't you? Sort of learning to cohabit. Although if you have small animals, it gets a little trickier. But they've had coyotes in New York. They said they call them a charismatic wild species. Nobody thinks rats are cute, right? Except Ratatouille. But coyotes are kind of interesting, and they seem to have interesting social patterns as well. So everybody's trying to figure out exactly what to do about them. And it turns out that cities that have dynamic estuaries, a lot of water, New York, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, including Chicago, New Orleans, and D.C., are on top of wetlands. So, and even Las Vegas, they're saying, which is a desert, used to have some water in it. So they're now talking about the fact that wildlife is returning to American cities. So there you go. It turns out that people are saying that the reason that we tolerate them better really started in 1942 with Walt Disney and Bambi. Said that basically, for Bambi, people were arsonists and bloodthirsty predators. The film's success helped pave the way for deer population to explode in developed areas. And if you know anybody who lives people on Long Island, people in New Jersey hate deer because they come and eat their gardens. But the idea being that that we've sort of changed our perception of what, you know, of what our place in the ecosystem is. It's kind of what I was talking about earlier of deciding instead of us being at the top of the food chain, maybe we need to share the food chain with other people. So they're really providing spaces, and this is a relatively new phenomenon, where wildlife populations could recover. But the recovery also means that that all of a sudden you get things like foxes and skunks and raccoons and possums, which become commonplace. And some birds, because we sort of like watching them. But we're kind of messing with the ecosystem, having messed with it in one direction. We're now messing with it in another direction. But they're saying that what we now need to do is sort of have a plan, as opposed to either overcompensate or undercompensate. Instead, we need to do some research. We need to educate people. We need to make sure that we have that we have wildlife resistant trash bins, and we need to figure out exactly what we're doing here, as opposed to having piecemeal responses, which not a bad idea. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I had a question about, I'm suffering from anorexia and I've been in and out of treatment and kind of having some financial issues. And I also have a 3-year-old daughter with my partner. And currently my partner and I are separated, and I'm living in an apartment and have my daughter half-time. And the situation right now is I've been out of treatment for about a month, and I'm losing weight again, and my partner is threatening to not let me have my daughter overnight.
So what's the question? How old are you, Cindy?
I'm 36.
How long have you been anorexic?
For about 2 years.
So it didn't start as a child. It started as an adult.
That's correct.
Is your partner male or female?
Female.
So what's the question to me?
I guess what my repercussions are as far as hurt saying that I'm not able to, like, have limited visits with my daughter?
Well, that's more a legal question, Cookie, than a psychological question. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know. How long have you guys been together?
11 years.
Okay. Are you both listed as parents of the child?
Yes, we did. We're in North Carolina, and she did second parent adoption.
Okay.
I actually biologically had her.
Okay, so you're the biological parent.
Yes.
So she would presumably have to go to court and have you declared an unfit parent.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know, again, enough about the laws of North Carolina. I think there's a larger issue here, that my guess is that she's scared silly that you're going to end up dead. And it's that she feels that she's using the only clout that she has, which is the three-year-old. I think that the larger issue is, how do you deal with your anorexia so that you don't end up dead, or so weak that you can't deal with, or passed out? I mean, look, if the roles are reversed, Cindy, if you're... Let's say that your partner was an alcoholic and was actively drinking, that you would be concerned on two levels. First of all, that you care about this person and that they're slowly or not so slowly killing themselves, but also that are they asking whether they're capable of taking care of the child. And I think that's what your partner is doing on the other side, of saying, look, Cindy, I care about you. You disappearing before my eyes is really scary. I'm either using the child because I think it's the only clout I've got to make you kind of wake up and not only smell the coffee grounds but drink the cocoa, but I'm also concerned of you being so weak that you pass out, or somehow the child picking up this kind of behavior. So, I mean, I think that viewing her as the Wicked Witch of the West is comforting but not particularly accurate, and not doesn't get you any place that's very important to get, which is, what are you going to do about the anorexia? That you don't want to end up dead. As you know, it's really a choice that you have to decide. That what do you know why you're anorexic? Do you know the theory? Do you not eat? Do you throw up? What's the deal?
I don't eat.
Why not?
I guess I don't know. I feel like I'm not worthy, and to punish everybody around me.
Yeah,
and
I think it's more the latter than the former, don't you?
Yeah, and I've been in and out of the hospital, and I actually was declared incompetent, and basically wrote my partner off, and she decided that she couldn't handle it anymore, and that's why she separated from me. So I'm dealing with
Cindy,
that, too.
Cindy, have you heard the term passive-aggressive?
Yes.
Yeah, as applied to you, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to play. You are a woman who has some issues that you're going to have to deal with. But at some point, you're going to have to decide that this is crap, that this is just ridiculous, that trying to control people in this way is too expensive to your hair, to your teeth, to your child, to your relationships, to your pancreas, that there are other ways of being angry with people than saying, to hell with you, I'm going to starve myself to death. And no amount of therapy is going to do that. You have to decide, I'm going to stop doing this. The reason you're doing it is because it works. You got everybody all upset about it. You've got your family saying, please eat. You've got your partner saying, you know, I can't make you eat. I mean, you're getting a whole lot of what we call secondary gain around this. You got to stop it. And the only person who can decide to stop it, a therapist can't convince you. Treatment can't convince you. You have to decide, I'm going to live rather than die. And my dear, if you can't decide that, your child is better off with your partner, because a three-year-old doesn't need a dead mom.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to make you sad. I'm saying, that therapy for a passive aggressive is catnip. It's somebody else taking the responsibility, and all you have to do is resist. You know that, I know that. You have to decide, I'm not going to do this anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, you can have a therapist, you can go through treatment, you can stick an M&M in your eyeball. But until you decide, this sucks, I'm not doing it anymore, it's not worth giving up my life to be able to control people like this, because that's what you're doing, and you don't want to teach your kid that.
Right.
Is there any therapist who's grabbed you by the lapels and said, cut it out?
No.
That's what I was afraid of. Cindy, think about it for 24 hours, will you? Because I mean, I can't be that therapist for you. I'm only on the end of the phone, and you can hear me grabbing you by your lapels and saying, "Cut it out." The question I have for you is, what can you do differently? What's the answer?
The answer is, like you said, pull myself up by my bootstraps and just.
No, you don't have to do bootstraps. You just have to decide that there are other ways of getting attention. That when you're angry with somebody, you can say, "I'm angry about this." You can say to somebody, "Well, let's talk about this." But that you can decide that you can eat, that you exist, that you're important, that you can have people respond to you on a positive level. And my guess is, I mean, you can ask of your partner. You can say, "Look, I will eat if you will not threaten me. You know, for 1 month, I'll be responsible for my weight. I don't want you to ask about my weight, but I don't want you to use the kid as a bludgeon. Figure out what you want. But my dear, ask for it rather than manipulate for it."
Right.
Do you have a job?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a systems administrator at a research company.
Okay, you remind yourself how good you are at what you do, all right? Hi, Jason.
How are you, Dr. Joy? I have a problem with my mother-in-law. She likes to call my son by a different name. She likes to call him, she does it on purpose. He's almost four, and he even tells her, "That's not my name, Nana." And
what does she call him?
She calls him Mac and Mick.
And what's his name?
His name's McCoy.
I'm trying to decide. I actually have a sister who did that, and for exactly the same reason. And what you do is just ignore it, because its sole purpose is to irritate you. And so, if you're not irritated, its purpose goes away. This is a stupid and cheerful. I mean, my daughter's name. Trying to decide if I tell my daughter's name, she'll kill me. My daughter's name is akin to. To perseverance, all right? That isn't her name, because if I tell you her name, she will murder me, and she's bigger than I am and mean sometimes. So let's say I name my daughter Perseverance, right?
Right.
My sister calls her Percy. Now, if you're going to name your daughter Perseverance, that's because it's an old-fashioned, you know, Puritan name, and that's what you want your daughter called. You're not going to call her Percy. So, and she did it for exactly the same reason. So what you do is just ignore it. Your son knows, and at some point he's going to say, "Grammy, Nanny, if you call me that, I'm not going to come." But she does it just to irritate you, so just ignore it. Don't be a co-conspirator in her snottiness. She's just saying, "Look, I can't get attention for being a wonderful nanny, so I'm going to really make Jason nuts. And I'm going to make my daughter nuts. That way they won't ignore me." So if you ignore what she's trying to do to get attention and give her praise for doing other things, then it will change it sooner or later. But just ignore it. Or just laugh hilariously. And your son gets it.
Oh, absolutely. He says he does not like it at all. And he comes home and he tells her to stop. And so I guess we will just have to ignore it.
Yeah, just stupid and cheerful. And she'll stop. But she's doing it specifically for attention. Understand that you've got, you know, 2 4-year-olds at this moment. You've got your son, and you've got your son's grandmother. And she just figures that if she just is a charming grandmother, everybody will ignore her. And if she calls him Mac, then everybody will respond. And she doesn't really like herself very much for it, but, you know, that's the way of the world. So just laugh hilariously.
All right, Dr. Joy, I'll try it. If it doesn't work, I'm calling you back.
You absolutely do. But you can't sort of go, you can't say, Brown told me just to laugh and cheerful. You just have to laugh hilariously. And what you'll notice is this kind of magical thing is that your stomach will unclench.
Well, we tried to have him call her Grandma instead of Nana. She's so young, and she does not like to be called that. And so he stops because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings, but she just is like...
Yeah, but she'll stop. She'll stop.
All right,
just ignore it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Megan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help you?
Well, Dr. Joy, I have a son who is 2.5, and we're having trouble with him holding in his bowel movement.
Okay.
We've been to the doctor several times because we thought he was constipated. We've had several medical tests done, and the physician thinks that he's just holding it in. So my question is, what can we do to fix that behavior?
Okay. Are there any other kids?
Yes, I have a 10-month-old daughter.
Okay. Did you notice that that's when he started having potty problems?
No, actually, we noticed it after he had a stomach virus with diarrhea.
Okay.
And once that cleared, he actually was constipated.
Okay.
So that's been about 2 months ago. The constipation was resolved, but now every time he has to have a bowel movement, he'll say, it hurts. And he'll hold it in.
I assume that the doctor said to give him stool softeners, prune juice or something, yes?
Yes, which we're doing, but he's still actively holding it in.
Okay, so what we need to do is I think we need to make the biological process itself easier so that it's not painful.
Okay.
But as you know, I mean, as an adult even, once, I know somebody who ate a clam once, and got a stomach ache, and it wasn't clear from the clam at all, but he won't eat clams anymore. He just associates that, the stomach upset, with the clams, even though there's no indication of the clams. So, I mean, if adults can do it, kids can certainly do it too, because they have a less sophisticated version of the world and less experience to go on. So what I would do is just counter the negative impulse he has, with M&Ms or something. If, we get gold stars when you make poopy, and we can practice making poopy. He can listen to music when he's making poopy. I would just make, and then we're gonna have to begin at some point, kind of weaning him off the celebration of the poop. But I think for right now, it's not an uncommon phenomenon, and the withholding also. I think what we have to do is, believe it or not, kind of remove you from the equation, but let him sort of do it. And when he's ready, because presumably, if you're giving him stool softeners, that's a Freudian slip, stool softeners, and nature's going to take its course, then sooner or later he's going to poop, and sooner or later, presumably, it's going to be okay. What we don't want to do is reinforce the negative behavior. So believe it or not, I would say to him, listen, when you make a poop, you can come and tell me, don't flush it, because otherwise he'll get sneaky and say, oh, I flushed it, but I made it poop.
Right.
But come and show mommy, and when you do that, you can have a gold star, you can have an M&M, or you tell me what you'd like to do. Because we don't want it to, one of the things that that we know that kids do is that they either present feces by like rubbing them on the wall, which is much less pleasant than withholding. So that, because it's just one of the stages that kids go through, and it's not just your kid, and it's not just, I mean, the flu may have, or the diarrhea may have sort of initiated it, but it probably didn't create it, because it's just such a normal thing for kids to go through. And the baby brother, where he's maybe feeling like, I'm not getting what I want, so if I'm not getting what I want, I'm not going to give mommy what she wants either. So, I mean, it's kind of a perfect storm of events, but what we need to do is give him things to make the biological process itself easier. Give him, I suppose, the time and place that he gets to go, and everybody gets to go into the bathroom at the same time, not in the same place necessarily, and he gets to look at comic books or whatever, and when he makes a poopy, that he gets to call you and he gets some kind of reward.
Okay.
And my guess is, if you don't put a whole lot of emphasis on it, it will probably clear.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
reassuring.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah, it makes it, once you know it's not just your kid, and it's just, I mean, the idea is that it's part of their psychosexual development of withholding.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Alrighty. Yeah, and you can explain to him that that I know one. I mean, it sounds like he's a relatively smart kid. That he can say, I know at some point it hurts, but it's not. We've given you some magic medicine that won't make it hurt anymore. And when you do it, you get to you get to have an M&M, or you get to have a story or whatever. Let him pick what he wants to pick. And my guess is it'll take care of itself. It may not be immediate, but it'll take care of itself.
Well, and I have sort of a follow-up question to that.
Okay.
Because we have been rewarding the bowel movements with stickers and ice cream sandwiches. But because the behavior has progressed for, like I said, about 2 months now, I kind of wonder if he's intentionally doing this to get stickers or ice cream sandwiches.
Well, but is he pooping?
Yes, but he makes a big deal about it. I mean, he holds it in, he cries, and so I'm torn. I don't know if he's.
Has this been going
really
on for 2 months? Right.
Yeah,
so are his bowel movements normal when he actually sort of gets around
yes.
to doing it?
Yes, they're normal. It's not a little loose.
Okay, I would say, here's what I might try of saying, okay, you're now a big boy, and you're doing great in pooping. You're like a little machine that poops out. This is good. And, you know, maybe he has a transformer. You've become the poopy transformer or something. I mean, so now that you're a big boy, we need to teach your brother, your sister how to poop, and we need to teach him how big boy things. So ice cream sandwiches were for, and those are for babies, but now you get to be a big boy and show your sib how to do this. Let's try moving him to a different way of reinforcing behavior.
Okay. Great.
Because if he's pooping normally now, then I think what you don't want is that his basically his plumbing to get so backed up that we can't, you know, that he becomes impacted, which it
right.
sounds like he's not. So if he's pooping normally, then presumably one of the things we can do is sort of explain that we did that because we needed to teach your body how to do this, and you've done such a good job of teaching your body how to do it. Then now let's figure out some other behavior that we can work on. Maybe we can work on our alphabet, because you're doing big boy poopies now. So let's figure out if we can do our numbers, or we can ride a bicycle, or just figure out some other behavior.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
All right, yeah. As long, I mean, look, all we want to do, it's, and you're exactly right. I mean, you can see why why it's part of his psychosexual development. He's thinking, oh, good, I have something Mom wants. And if I want something from her and I'm not getting it, all I have to do is not give her what she wants.
Right.
And now you can say, okay, well, we did that. Now you're doing big boy poops. Yay, big boy poops. All right, let's move on to big boy numbers or big boy letters or big boy making our bed or big boy taking out the garbage or some other task.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
All right.
I know. They always know more about us than we know about them, because they have to, right? It's survival.
Right.
Okay, Mom will give me a sandwich for this. You know, and what does she give me for? Okay. He's
right.
Figured it out. All right, and you can play your cards over and you say, okay, you got that. That was really good. Let's move on to some other behavior, because now you're a big boy pooper. Yay. All right. Trevor, take notes here. 855-93-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.